is they transferred your unsecured offer to pay a debt into a secured debt. And what's the collateral behind the secured debt? Your body. Okay? So first they give you a guilty order, which is saying you owe us this amount of money. Did you pay the money? No. Well, the next thing is they go for title. Since the judgment is a secured debt, they go for an order involving sentencing. Sentencing says we're going to take your body into custody. We're going to convert the money debt into title. Because if we take the title to your body and we warehouse that body, we've got surety for a loan so that somebody else is going to pay your judgment. But we got to keep you in jail under possession as the surety to pay off the loan that we had to secure because you wouldn't pay the money debt. So after we get the order for sentencing, they have an order to transfer you to prison. That conveys the possession. So right now what's happening is you're way down at step three possession. And this sucker hasn't even done his A process, his B process, or his C process. As we came in, we said, let's abate this thing by time. At the last minute, the judge didn't say, screw you, that ain't gonna happen. The judge says, you've got some problems before you can do what you tell me you're going to do. And as the watchman on the wall, I got to warn you where you got a problem. Because you can't do what you're going to do as long as you're taking a public benefit. Because under Hale versus Hinkle, you can't get a private contract, which is going to give you your remedy if you've got a public benefit. So get rid of your appeal and your argument. Get rid of your public bond on bail. Replace it with private and sureties. Go back, finish your aid process, get rid of your title, and we'll drop the possession. Exactly what we're here this weekend to show you.